Hi, my name is Joachim Chepitsky. You don't have to struggle with pronunciation of my name. Joachim or Jack is okay. And I would like to present you the project I was involved in for a couple of years right now. And yeah, see whether you like it or not. The motivation, or one of them, I will tell here is let's share the GIS or GIS application much quicker than we used to be before. Or maybe even let's share it at least in the way the ArcGIS people are doing sometimes, if you see them. Yeah, let's see the overview. What is the idea of the project? I will tell you some little bit of the technical stuff about the architecture. Of course, something about the implementation. Then I will describe the final product we came up with. And yeah, some more information will come as well. Come in.
We were control lost, sorry.
Not your fault. Yeah. The idea. The idea was, I mean, we were a bunch of developers working on web applications for some couple of years, and we were not satisfied with the ease of use of our applications we are working on. They were usually management-driven, not developer-driven, maybe not even user-driven. Yeah, we simply thought that we have to make something much more easier for the user to be able to deploy the map he does on the desktop so that the deployment to the web can be much more faster and easier. Of course, the application has to be accessible from everywhere, speaking about desktop browser as well as some mobile devices. It has to perform in a reasonable level, not necessarily be too fancy, too fast, if you understand what I get, but still working well on reasonable amount of data. It has to be extendable, customizable, of course, because we are developers, we want to make things on our way. And it would be cool if it would rely on OGC standards, no matter what I think sometimes about those standards. But still, I think it's that some standard is usually better than no standard. We love to do free and open source software, so the application should be free and open source, as free as a freedom, not necessarily as a beer. We came up with a architecture, pretty simple one, right? Everything turns around this project file. This project file is QGIS based or QGIS project, which is saved into the XML file. And apparently, this project file is read by some desktop application, in this case, QGIS. And the project file points to the local stored data, of course, as well as to remote database storage, for example, and also the project file consumes the data from remote services. And on top of this project file, we can make a OGC mapping service. And on top of this mapping service, we can build the final web map. So that, as I said, around one configuration file, you can be consumed by the desktop as well as by the server. I mean, nothing too complicated, nothing too fancy, and certainly nothing too new. So we took those technologies like Python, Django, I will come to this later, OpenLayers, QGIS server, along with QGIS desktop, built a custom desktop QGIS plugin for the workflow, and we packed it together with Docker. The original application was written using AngularJS, but currently we are in the, more than half way, 90% of the way, on the way to Vue.js, migrating it to Vue.js. On the client, apparently, there is Vue and OpenLayers. On the server, there is QGIS 3 server right now, Django, and as I said, we try to rely as heavy as possible on OGC, OWS services. I heard a bunch of talks already here at Phosphor G about Geo API. Yeah, we will probably have to move this way as well. But so far, we use WMS and mainly WFS. for data exchange, and we came up with a product. The product is called GIS Quick for the speed. It's a geospatial data publishing platform, or the web mapping application. It uses GNU GPL license because we somehow built on QGIS, and so we wanted to be compatible with their licensing model as well. And it should be as QGIS friendly as possible from the user's perspective, not necessarily from the developer's perspective, of course. GIS Quick consists of GIS Quick plugin, GIS Quick, QGIS Python plugin, web mapping application, and a mobile hybrid map. That means that whatever link I will be showing here for you, you can open it right here on the spot in your mobile device. I was already saying this, that we try to make this arrow here as quick and easy as possible. That means that you create as I will show you later, if you have a complex project in your QGIS and you want to publish it on the web, the way should be as easy as possible. And therefore, because we are relying heavily both on desktop as well as on the QGIS server, we totally need, and we are very thankful for having a stable and powerful QGIS. But we need, of course, more. User workflow. How does it work? That could be a demo, but let me show you just a bunch of screenshots. Like, you have a beautiful, well, depends, but you have some project in QGIS. You will start fire up our plugin, GIS Quick plugin, and within three steps, you will be able to publish the project create a zip file along with the data as well as the configuration file or project file. And when you upload the zip file to the GIS Quick application, you will get the web map. Just like that. Try it out here, please, or maybe later during the break. We have set up a public demo server on the URL projects.gisquick.org. You can create your own setup, or your own user. Once you log in, you go to your projects. You can upload the zip file you've just created with the desktop plugin. And here you are. The project is up and running. And you can enjoy it and you can share it with your colleagues, friends, maybe customers. But I would also tell to the hackers among you that you can download or clone the GitHub repository, maybe make some adjustment in the Docker Compose file and fire Docker using Docker Compose up. And you have your local instance of GIS Quick right in your computer running. Of course, you should set the necessary certificates if you want to get public, maybe some PostGIS connection as well, but the basic is Docker Compose up. Latest work. The project is already a couple of years old, but what we have done this year is that we moved from QGIS 2, because we started when QGIS 2 was the stable release. So now we moved to QGIS 3, and as I was mentioning several times, we are getting rid of Angular and moving to Vue.js. This is how it looks right now, with all the features in it. So what can we see is the standard map, layer switcher, where you can switch either individual layers, or we call it the topics or themes, so list of or group of layers. And we have here a data grid, which shows you the data, which can be seen in a map, in a table, in the attribute table. And so this is the old version. And this is how the new version looks like. There's a slight difference. Yeah, I'm satisfied. You can actually test the Vue.js version already if you add /Vue into the URL of our public demo server. I'm stressing the word demo here, okay? Future plans. We totally need to finish the migration. We would love to work more on the user management. We are Django-based. That means that we just have to basically connect the wires all together because the all the necessary code and user management is there because of Django. Some users, customers even, are requiring feature editing on the web. Oh, again. Well, we have to work on this. Of course, because we are developers, we love integration testing and continuous integration, stuff like that. This is missing so far, but we would like to have it during this year, preferably. We also had a developer meeting in Prague this spring. So even though I still don't understand how this was possible, the people came from all the way from Slovakia as well as from Switzerland to Prague to meet there. So thank you guys one more time. And here are the links where you can go right now. That means the first one, the most important one, is gizquick.org. Of course, visit our documentation at read the docs and make it short. Live demo, you can find a link in gizquick.org, but if you go to projects gizquick.org directly, you can see already some. We have some reference implementations, either at the university server or by a, basically customer who is selling the web mapping applications to local municipalities. And here is some email address, as well as we have a mailing list on hosted on OSGeo infrastructure. So please join in case you are interested. That's all. Thank you. Now the tricky one. Are there any questions? Ah, yeah, please. You need a mic? Yes, you need one because of the recordings. Please take one. Thank you. Sorry, I'm also a volunteer in this conference, so I was taught to be strict.
Hi. Why didn't you use Angular, but Vue.js?
We used Angular version
Angular,
1.
New Angular.
So why are we moving to Vue.js?
Yes.
Well, it's a tricky one because I personally have no direct experience with Angular, so this was a decision based from the guy who is taking care on the front end, basically. Mm-hmm. Angular 1 isn't supported for a couple of years already anymore, right?
No.
So we had to move somewhere, and when we made the choice between React and Vue and stuff like that, even I could understand within half a day what Vue seems to be about. So I like it, and I support this decision, nothing more, nothing personal.
Okay, thank you.
More questions? So, please, give it a shot. Michal.
Could you possibly show a little bit more of the demo?
You are required.
It was just so quick that I just did.
Live demo.
Yes, please. Okay. Whatever.
But we are slowly short on time.
Or just the link, once more, please.
Okay, cool. I was just... Yeah, okay. Forget everything I have said a few minutes ago about... Can you assist me, Michale? So this is how you make friends of Sports4G. So I know, and I would like to... what is this? You will click. You will simply have to click. I will tell you what to write, and you will click. Here. Have fun. You wanted it. But you totally have to click on something here. Do you want... I'm reading. Do you want to allow this app to make changes in your device? This is from Firefox. You need to start a web browser, okay? Yeah, cool. And you go to projects, gizquick.org. Two monitors. I was told to make it funny. Okay, hold the mic. Yeah.
Next instruction.
This window over there.
So that's how you make it funny.
Yeah. Okay, now you hold the mic and I hold it.
Okay. Now Joachim will do the stuff.
You need an expert.
He's Windows man.
What was that? Apparently, you need a login and password, which you can find on gizquick.org page. The user and password, please remember it. It's user one, user one.
Or you can continue as guest.
One more time.
Continue as guest.
I would like to log the projects which I don't have in my mind, so therefore I'm going to go user one. Luckily, the mic is off.
If I would have the correct URL, I could continue as guest, but now, this is the empty project, right? I have to go to my projects, crossing my fingers that everything will work, of course. Please, this is a volunteering-driven project, right? My profile. I have some demo applications here. I hope Prague will work. Okay, continue one more time. We are working on this belt screen, so it doesn't confuse you anymore. So now I have my map of Prague, right? What does it do? It takes the WMS server requests from QGIS server. So all the data are rendered by QGIS into one layer, into one image, of course tiled. The reasoning for that is that we don't want the web browser to render too many layers, because then it gets relatively slow on the client side, as well as we are not using vector data in the web mapping applications. One of the reasons is styling, and the other reason is then you have to really make lots of programming in order to get the things rendered. Like one of the target is to display cadastre map of the whole Republic, of size of Czech Republic, in the web browser. And for this task, and with the limited resources we have, we simply cut this decision down to everything will be rendered on QGIS. Therefore, we also joined the legend, right? The styling, like without any problem. Now, well, you could zoom in and zoom out and do the stuff, because this is open layers, so I won't tell you, but you can probably see here that we are using EPSG 5514, which is the very famous Křovák projection. What some people like are here these topics. Topics are groups of layers, not to be confused with groups you would be having in QGIS project, because here the layers are organized into groups, as you have done it in the QGIS project. Sorry, thank you, Michale, for your help, by the way. But with the topics, you can simply check layers across these groupings, like, for example, schooling topic or air pollution, what you probably seen, and hydrology as well. Another feature which should be in the project implemented, and now I will hope, because we just recently had some troubles with this, but let me show the attribute table, which came using from the QGIS server using WFS requests. It means that once, and there's a bug right now, so the idea was that once you click on one of these rows, you get the single feature response, therefore you can zoom to the feature as well as you can highlight it in the map. Oh, it doesn't work, I'm sorry. And also, you can filter the features using operators and using WFS. That means, as long as QGIS is working, and we just recently moved to QGIS 3, where everything is slightly different, but yeah, let's give it a shot. Yo, and I'm already 2 minutes over. Oh, what a pity. I can't show you how it doesn't work. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what's happening. I would have to check the logs. Okay. One feature which is missing here, which I can't show you at the moment, is the feature detail. which is based on template. So you as a user are advised to create your own template, even though there is a generic one, and then you will see all the attributes and images and URLs rendered in the map as well. Thank you. Any more questions? You still have 1 minute? Yeah, more. Yeah. Questions. Still questions. Please. Yo, mic.
I'm afraid not using the mic. No, my question is, is there a possibility to add something else, or you just can load the zip from QGIS? Or if you want to add as a service or something different?
Sorry, I was just disturbed. One more time, can you add something different?
From the web interface, can you add other services, or is a project just a QGIS project that you add?
It's a QGIS project. However, the so-called base layers we are having here, there is a list of layers which is loaded directly to the, I mean, this, yeah, orthophoto, but they are for, relies on the external service, simply. This is what I was going to tell. I don't know whether the service is running right now, but the point is that the client has, so, two layers, right? I mean, in the web map, in the rendering part. The one base layer coming from whatever OpenStreetMap or WMS external service, and the other one coming from QGIS as a single rendered layer. Does it answer your question? Partly?
Yes, I think, yeah.
Okay.
thank you. I'm not familiar with QGIS server, so you're using a QGIS server in the background. Does it work through OGC standards, like VMS requests, or is this something proprietary, or?
QGIS server tries to implement OGC standards on the server side as much as possible. It is not the fastest server around. It is probably the slowest one. But for our use cases, it seems to be working pretty well. And what we are doing here, that we are doing WMS requests, but they can be cached. I didn't say that. So they can be cached, and therefore, any other response will be always faster than the previous one. If you want the data to have changing and live, you don't have to check the cache data, cache layers options.
Thank you.
There is one more question, and we still have half a minute.
Okay, I will be quick. How do you tackle the problem that you have the authentication database? You can use in QGIS to store your database credentials, so you don't have to store them in the project file rather than on the encrypted database on the server. And you need a master password for that. So if you work with many people on one server, it's a bit...
That is the good tricky one. I have no idea.
Maybe
I didn't...
just share the master password or something like that. But
no, well, we use, of course, users, right? If you're having PostGIS database and you want to expose it outside, then, I mean, for the security reasons, I would never allow. For currently, there is no editing option, for example, right? That means the outside world shouldn't see the password because it is hidden in the project file. So at least this. And secondly, I would strictly allow the user to do the stuff he's allowed to do in the database. And last but not least. What we are going to work on is that only some users, so some kind of user management, some users will be allowed or user groups to see or edit the map or layer or not. Yeah, so it's, yeah, work have just to be done. There was some last question. Yeah, please. Mike.
Which feature do you like to have in QGIS server?
Yeah,
first one.
Which feature do I want to have in a QGIS server myself? I have heard a lot about Geo API, I have to say. So I would be really looking forward to have something like that. But all the others, if I would assume we stick to current standards, I'm satisfied with the desktop application as it is and with the server. I need stable and proofed OGC API. So working WFS among the versions would be a cool feature to have.
Standard for WFS. WMS 1.3.0.
I don't care. It works well. I don't care whether it is 1.1.0 or 1.3.0. I don't care. But WFS is the one we are building the next features of the application on. So, yeah. Good WFS support, stable one, would be cool. Thank you. And I'm afraid there is no space for any other questions. So please contact me. Thank you for your attention and for your patience.